What was interesting to me was how the participants could be divided into two camps. Group A defined the challenge of anxiety as finding ways to manage and soothe the anxiety, while Group B clearly defined the problem as changing the behaviors that led to anxiety. Participants from both groups often used today's dominating technology as an example of an anxiety-producing source during the interviews. So let's look at how these two groups thought differently about the daily onslaught of email, voicemail, and text messages. Group A. I make a pot of coffee after I tuck in my kids so I can take care of all the emails between 10 p.m. and midnight. If there are too many, I wake up at 4 a.m. and start over again. I don't like getting to work with any unanswered email in my inbox. I'm exhausted, but they're answered. Group B. I've simply stopped sending unnecessary emails and asked my friends and colleagues to do the same. I've also started setting the expectation that it might take me a few days to respond. If it's important, call me. Don't text or email. Call. Better yet, stop by my office. Group A. I use red lights, grocery lines, and elevator rides to stay on top of my calls. I even sleep with my phone in case someone calls or I remember something in the middle of the night. One time I called my assistant at 4 a.m. because I remembered that we needed to add something to a motion that we were preparing. I was surprised that she answered, but then she reminded me that I had told her to keep her phone on her nightstand. I'll rest and let off steam when we're done. Work hard, play hard. That's my motto. And it doesn't take much to play hard when you haven't slept in a while. Group B. My boss, my friends, and my family know that I don't take calls before 9 a.m. or after 9 p.m. If the phone rings after or before those times, it's either a wrong number or an emergency. A real emergency, not a work issue. The participants who struggled the most with numbing, Group A, explained that reducing anxiety meant finding ways to numb it, not changing the thinking, behaviors, or emotions that created anxiety. I hated every minute of this part of the research. I've always looked for better ways to manage my exhaustion and anxiety. I wanted help living like this, not suggestions on how to stop living like this. My struggle mirrored the struggle that I heard from the folks who talked the most about numbing. The smaller group, Group B, the participants who addressed anxiety at the root by aligning their lives with their values and setting boundaries, fell on the wholehearted continuum. When we asked that group about the process of setting boundaries and limits to lower the anxiety in their lives, they didn't hesitate to connect worthiness with boundaries. We have to believe we are enough in order to say enough,